right, let's look at that story now. Judge Mandela Makakaula recusing himself from the rape trial of controversial pastor Timothy Omatoso. This comes after Omatoso's lawyer Peter Doberman previously pushed for the recusal of the judge, accusing him of being biased following the testimony of the first witness, Cheryl Zondi. But remember, it also emerged at a later stage that certain witnesses were allegedly being accommodated at a guest house owned by the judge. Let's get more on this. EWN reporter Shamila Fisher has been watching that story closely. Shamila, good afternoon to you. So what reasons did the judge give for recusing himself? Because as far as I remember, he dismissed the bid for his recusal twice last year.
Yes, good afternoon, Clement. That is correct. He did dismiss the bid for his recusal. And then the lawyer for Omatoso and his co-accused approached the Supreme Court of Appeal as they continued with their bid to have the judge recused and for the charges that they faced to be quashed. And that the appeal was also unsuccessful and dismissed, and they then went to the Constitutional Court. Now, today, what the judge said were his reasons behind his decision to recuse himself from the matter, from presiding over proceedings, is basically that the state has basically made it known that they've learned that his spouse, she has got shares in business ventures, including a guest house in which she holds shares as well. And that is the place where state witnesses have been accommodated. Now, what the judge said today was that he's got no financial interest and plays no role in the affairs of the dining of the guest house. And this, his decision to recuse himself is not, no one had brought an application for him to recuse himself based on the facts, but he's purely doing this out of caution and in accordance with the conditions of his employment, but basically so that later on when this does come out, no one can accuse him of bias. So he says, well, he just wants to put the record straight, he's got no interest in this, but out of the interest of justice, he believes that it's the right thing for him to do at this stage.
And did he say what's going to be happening going forward? Because as I understand it, trial is supposed to continue sometime in June or July.
The trial was meant to continue. We don't know whether what the concourse decision was on the issue of him recusing himself and the charge to be quashed yet, and that was meant to be made known quite soon. But now that he's recused himself, he's got no real part to play in this trial any further. And what we do know, it is now up to the judge president to appoint another judge to preside over proceedings that has been postponed until July. So it will be interesting to see what exactly happens. But from what the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson has indicated is that proceedings will now have to start from scratch, which means Cheryl Zondi will have to come and testify and give evidence from scratch.
All right, Shamila. All right, listen, thank you so much for that. EWN reporter Shamila Fisher speaking to us about the reasons that the judge has now given to recuse himself. And let's now unpack this further with advocate James Grant, who's a private advocate. Advocate, thank you so much for your time and good afternoon to you. So when a judge recuses themselves, does that mean that the trial has to start literally from scratch?
Regrettably, for all concerned, because of the waste of time, the answer is yes.
Jeez, and that means that people like Cheryl Zondi, who had to be brave enough to face their alleged perpetrators, have to come back and be placed under that arguably harsh cross-examination once again.
Yes, one can only imagine that for victims of sexual offences, it's even worse. But the answer still remains the case that precisely because the judge can play no further role, his views of things are regarded as tainted. And so even a handing over from him, for instance, you would imagine in a situation, in an ordinary corporate situation, you would simply ask the one employee to draft minutes or memos, handing over to the other person reports of what it is that he or she has heard. this can't be the case, precisely because you're dealing with somebody who has admitted or taken the view that their views of the matters are tainted. They're biased in one way or another. So none of that can be relied on. It all has to be heard again.
Sure. What do you then think? I mean, I hear that the judge makes it very clear that there's no financial interest. You know, he doesn't play a role in this guest house, this business. I mean, the guest house that is housing some of the victims that are yet to testify. But what does this tell us then about the importance of perception in a criminal justice, and particularly in a case like this where a judge, even though he makes it very clear that he doesn't receive any money, he doesn't play a role in this business, but still sees it fit to recuse themselves so that there are no grounds for, you know, the person who's standing trial to say, you have been biased?
Well, it's one of the recognized grounds of review in our law. If you can show that not only, or even if it's not the case, that an individual who was party to a decision did in fact benefit from something, if you can show that it's fair to take the view that they did benefit, that's enough in our courts to have a decision overturned, simply by virtue of the old adage that not only must justice be done, it must be seen to be done.
Mm. Thank you so much for your time. That's Advocate James Grant speaking to us about that decision by Judge Kakaula to recuse himself from controversial pastor Timothy Omotoso's rape trial. And I'm happy to take your calls on this. I mean, can you imagine how difficult it was for Cheryl Zondi to face his alleged abuser in the eye and told those harrowing stories? Now she must do it again and face that harsh and unfair cross-examination. Remember the questions she was being asked by the prosecutor? You know, the size of the penis of the man who allegedly assaulted her. So that means she would have to face those very same questions once again.